This is the last meditation session for the year, and the festive season is closing. And I would like to talk about the controlling ourselves. As we see in the meditation, the desires we have to move, to correct the position, or to think, in which case we are not supposed to think, and we are supposed to be concentrating on this breath. And these are the things that remind us that in reality a lot of things are very hard to control, a lot of things are very desirable, and sometimes without us knowing, we just are attracted to them. For example, thinking. When we try to concentrate on the breath, and then we are concentrating on the breath, but somehow very skillfully and very smoothly, we just drift away in this thinking, and we just go with the thoughts. And even though we are trying to concentrate on the breath, we forgot. It's naturally, very smoothly drift into this thinking process. So we are trying to control this, not to think in meditation, to concentrate on this breath fully, breathing in and breathing out. The breath that is coming in, we follow through from the start to the middle to the end. The same thing when we breathe out, we follow the breath, start, middle, and the end. But through this, mainly in the end, what happened is the mind drift away. And so skillful, so smooth, that we naturally, drift with the mind. So this is natural for everyone. So it highlights the situation that even though we are trying to concentrate on something, to control it, to refrain ourselves, but yet at the same time, we've forgotten habitually, we just follow our desires. We just, naturally, without knowing or noticing, we just give in. So that what happens. So why do we refrain, why do we control? Because from these senses of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching and thinking, we are getting the inputs from the environment, seeing the magazines, seeing on the newspaper, on the television, on the radio, hearing. Then it creates sensual stimulations of, oh, this is good, I want it, I must have it. And people are having it, I will have it too. So these are the things that is building the desires all the time. So in a materialistic world nowadays, we need to control our senses. Otherwise, it's like a never-ending, desire that needs to be fulfilled, that cannot be fulfilled. So when you see, go shopping and this and that, you look what you need to look, but no more than that. When you see things, don't create desire. And then when the mind comes up, oh, geez, that is really nice, I want it, note it. And when you want it, you say, do I need it? What is the occasion? If you really need it, of course, we are as living as lay people. We need to have proper clothing, proper attire, proper presentation, so on and so forth. So we need them. But go for the things that is just will do the job. Not extravagant or not a diamond studded mobile phone that I have seen on the television in Russia that's this. So like that, we don't need a diamond studded, mobile phone, just an ordinary phone will do. So what we need, essential things, but just out of interest, when we perform our skills, when we have the tools, buy the best affordable tools that you can buy, because that the workmanship and the your quality of work will depend on the tools you use. So for those things, even though you don't have to go to the most expensive one, do the one that is good and that will last longer and reliable. That is a different scenario. But on the other things, compared to a diamond studded mobile phone, it's totally different. So we control our senses in that way. What is required, what is needed, we have them to function, you know, in a proper way. But apart from that, we control our senses. And also, married women, married men, single women, single men also need to control ourselves. Because this nowadays, the advertisings, if you look at them, you know, you can see all sort of photographs that stimulate you, you know. And then from that, you know, you see them, clean teeth and beautiful body and on the beach, young and vibrant and energetic and drinking these soft drinks that you shouldn't be drinking and smoking this cigarettes that you shouldn't be smoking, saying that they are so healthy and happy. And then these are the stimulations that attract people. And then some people might buy those things and consume them just because they see them other people doing it with look so nice and beautiful. These are the things we need to control our senses to see the essence of life through our wisdom, not through other people's persuasions. These ads and etc., I heard that they are mostly designed by psychologists or psychiatrists. So they know the people's weaknesses and then they try to capture them. So in a sense also, festive season is coming and there'll be a lot of food there. People will be inviting us, and we'll be inviting people. There'll be a lot of drinks to drink. So, the food is on the table, ample food, being living in the affluent country like Australia. We'll have a lot of food there, and we'll be eating a lot of food. So there, that's where it comes to moderation. You know, moderation as in, eat what is, necessary to eat. Don't burden your body with a lot of food that the body has to take the burden, and then it you get sick afterwards, and it's not healthy for the body in the long run either, just because the food is that we don't have to eat. So eating with wisdom and this meditation carrying on to everyday living, eating with wisdom, eating with mindfulness, do I really need to eat it because the food is there and everyone's gobbling it? Do we need to gobble like everyone? So not to measure with other people, to measure with our own wisdom and controlling factor. Without this discipline, then the practice falls apart, because the practice is discipline, self-discipline, or in other words, if we don't like the words discipline, self-realization, realization that what is enough is enough. Everything, like Buddha say, the middle path, Majjhima Paṭipada, that's what Buddha said. If you do excess things, most of the extremes are very dangerous. So in a sense, it is very wise to have to control ourselves. Drinking wise, if you are becoming a Buddhist, and one of the Buddhist precepts is not to take non-medicinal intoxicants and drinks and drugs. So if you can't help it, just go for only one glass. Don't go for second health. If somebody invite you and they bake a cake with rum and this and that inside, if you don't have to eat, don't eat. If you have to eat, just eat a little bit. And don't go for the second self. That is important. Just to brighten up the thing, the little joke I've heard about. This man is a lover of the baked beans. He loved baked beans so much, and he keep eating and eating, and then he know that it's a problem, and he fall in love with some very beautiful young lady, And he knew that if he keep doing that, the marriage wouldn't last, or the lady wouldn't marry him. So he put really great effort to get rid of this habit. So he didn't touch Big Bean at all. So they get married and they were living happily, you know. And one year, the wife said, you know, it's your birthday, I'm going to make you a special surprise. Come home early, you know, from work. So that day he came home, and then few blocks from home, the car broke down. So, and then the time, you know, or he said, I won't call RAC, I'll just walk, only a few blocks. As he walked to his home, and he passed this cafe, and this, you know, baked bean aroma just spread around the streets and just, you know, tickling his nostrils. And he said, oh, it's a few blocks, you know, I can walk it off, you know. I just, it's one little serve, you know, of baked beans. So he went in, and he ordered one little serve of baked beans. But before he knew it, because he can't control himself, he ended up with four big serves. So there he went, and there he said, it's okay, I can block it off, or walk it off, you know, only a few blocks, you know, to go. So he walk, and there he go, putt here, putt there, you know. So he got home, and then he knock, and the wife came out and said, here, you know, I need to blindfold you, you know. You know, you don't peek, okay, the wife said, you know, and then took him to the table, at the head of the table, seated him down, you know, now I'm going to open it, you know, don't peek, she said. At that moment, the telephone rang. So the wife said, you know, you don't peek, stay there, you know, I'm going to answer the telephone. So the wife went and answered the telephone. She was talking, and then this big urge coming up, you know, and then he can't help it. He lifted his leg a little bit, and he go, but it was so, you know, unbearable. He have to look for the napkin with his, you know, feel with his hand, and he has to wave it off with the napkin, you know. And he said, oh, that was, you know, just good, you know, but it's horrible, he said, you know. And then the wife keep on talking on the telephone, and then this another big urge coming again. This time it is quite big, you know. And then he tried to control it. He can't, you know. So he just lift his leg again, and it went like a motorbike, you know, broom, you know. So again, it was so, you know, unbearable, the smell. So he has to, you know, wave with the napkin left, right, and center, you know. And then the wife was still talking on the phone. Couldn't finish. And then he was waiting, and this time it was the real big one. Real, really big. He knew it. And he, oh no, you know, she's going to finish the telephone. What am I going to do? But he can't help it, so he lifts his leg up, and then it go like a rocket. Boom! And then the cutleries on the table rattled. and the flour on the pot died instantly. And then he just go left, right, and center, you know, so unbearable the smell. He can't breathe. He nearly fainted, you know. At that time, you know, the telephone finished, and the wife said, okay, I'll see you later. He said, oh, what a relief, you know, just in time, you know. And the wife came and said, did you peek? I said, no, I didn't peek, he said, you know. Okay, surprise. And then he took the blindfold off, and there were 20 guests seated there. So it is wise to control ourselves in age. In any situation. So I'm telling this little joke because I'm sure you'll remember more if I say like this. So I offer this to you today. Hope you can use it in your life. Thank you.